It's 107.3 Washington, D.C. in the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Jimmy Alexander, Erica Hillary, producer Blair, Lisa Ann. $759 million, I believe, is the final amount. Bringing it closer to being the number one Powerball or lottery jackpot of all time.
Sounds great.
It was second, but as I understand it, Blair, right, there was one winner?
One winner in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. Yes, I'm going back. I'd like to have been that person, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If I would have stayed, I would have won, right?
That would have been you.
Don't you think that
could have been you?
I lived there. I could have and should have won.
So close.
All right, I didn't. You didn't. But what if you get a big bonus at work? Or maybe you get a signing bonus? Or maybe you sell a house and you have this big chunk of cash. What do you do with it?
Inheritance?
It could be an inheritance. So we thought we'd ask someone who knows what to do with it. Katie Burke is the president and founder of Method Financial Planning. And this is the sort of thing she does. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, Jack. How are you?
Well, a little disappointed I didn't win. Nobody on the show won. Nobody in Maryland, Virginia, or D.C., our area, won. But someone did. What's the first piece of advice you would give someone who just won $759 million?
So, first off, I would say that you want to start to organize what I would call your dream team of advisors.
Okay.
So that includes an attorney, an accountant, and a financial advisor or financial planner.
Okay.
And so...
Do you announce right away, Katie? Do you say, hey, I won, or do you have all those people in place and get their advice first?
You have all those people in place and get their advice first. Depending on the state rules about how you can claim your prize, you might have, you definitely have some time, so don't do anything rash. Get your team organized, and they'll help you every step of the way to make sure you're making good decisions.
I believe you have a year, and I believe in some states you have to reveal yourself. In some states you don't. I think Maryland is one of those must reveal. I'm not sure about Virginia or the district, but...
If I could not reveal, I would not reveal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure you would.
No.
You couldn't help but talk about it.
I know you.
Snapchat.
Are you kidding me?
Seconds.
No.
First of all, you could take every one of the leeches who asked you for money, from your past and give them a little taste and, be done with them.
It never ends.
Katie, better to take the lump sum with the taxes taken out and, of course, a little less, or the annuity?
So it depends on your personal situation. I would say in most cases it's better to take the lump sum because then it's up to you to decide how it's invested and what the funds are going to be used for. But a lot of people might do better taking the annuity based on their situation because that'll help you guide you each year. You're just getting a certain amount. You don't just get the whole $440 million at once.
If you're like me or Jimmy,
yes,
and we'd be likely to spend it, you probably want the annuity. Katie, would this apply to an inheritance, your advice on having the advisors, or if you had a big bonus at work or something changed in your life financially to have that dream team?
Definitely. These are all people that can help with any situation relating to a major life change or major financial change for you.
Katie, I heard a financial advisor one time say that if you win something like that, you should just go ahead and spend half and put the other half in.
One of the, this is advice you wanted to hear, I like what you're saying. Would you be my advisor?
Of course I would. There's going to be a taste. I get the 20%, but never mind. Okay, 19.
15.
Okay. But how much should you spend for fun stuff? Cars, houses?
It really depends what you want to do with it long term. So when you're working with a financial planner, we set aside goals for you that are short term.
My goal is a house, a Lamborghini, a jet.
And for the most part, some of those can be reached in the short term, so in the next 5 years.
Oh.
But then you're probably going to have some long term goals in the next 10 plus years that you're going to want to save for. And so working with a planner and coming up with your goals and putting it into an analysis program can show you the probability of reaching of getting that Lamborghini today versus what if you save that money for something down the road.
Well, you also form a corporation.
Yes.
And you have the Lamborghini leased through your corporation.
Oh.
You have a tax write-off.
There you go. Yep.
Okay, now I'm paying 20%.
That's going to cost you 15%. Katie, curious, have you ever dealt with a lottery winner or somebody with a major amount of money that's come in? And obviously, without revealing the person, how much money was it?
So there was a lottery winner when I was in California, and it was split, I believe, between two or three people. And we did some planning for them, and it was a large sum of money. And he was a younger man, so again, wanted to keep himself anonymous as possible. So definitely were able to help there. And then a lot of my clients that I work with do contact me once a major financial change happens in their life. So once someone passes away and they get an inheritance, or they come into a lump sum of money somehow. Might even be from selling a property.
Katie, yeah. And that's big right now. Obviously, if you've had a familial property that you've had and paid off, you could have a chunk of change like $1 million, $1.5 million, $5 million depending on the property. Or a business or stock that maybe your parents or grandparents bought and held on to that is, you know, a gazillion times in value what it was. Katie, what should we look for in a financial planner in that dream? Maybe, obviously, you want an attorney who's used to dealing with this sort of thing. But financial planning, depending on the state, you don't even have to have, you have to have a business license, but you don't have to have a degree or any certification in it. How do you find a good financial planner?
So the best place to look is the Certified Financial Planner website, which is a CFP. And you can go to letsmakeaplan.org.
Okay.
And on there, you can enter where you live, put your zip code in, and put other search criteria. And the search results will come back to say who's around you or who would fit that criteria and might be a best fit for you.
Katie, what percentage or what expenses should you be prepared to pay your dream team? Obviously, attorneys are paid generally by the hour or a percentage of a settlement if it goes to trial in that case. What about a financial planner? And should you look out for investments maybe that they have a fiduciary interest in?
Sure. That's a great question, Jack. There's a lot of fees and a lot of disclosures when you're working with any of these professionals. But I would say for most financial planners, and with my practice, there's a flat fee structure where basically you're told for what services you need, there's a flat fee that you would pay me. So instead of paying me a percentage of assets that I manage, it's spelled out in the very beginning to say this is exactly the amount you're going to be paying and this is what you're going to receive. And that's a really important part for any investor to understand what fees you're actually paying.
And I would imagine having it a la carte like that, rather than getting everything you may not need, this way you pay for a specialist who does exactly what you want, right?
Exactly. So there's, you know, a range of menu items I usually say with my practice, and picking exactly what you need from that menu is what's going to best fit your situation, and that's what you should be paying for, what you need.
Katie Burke is the president and founder of Method Financial Planning. She's located in the Philadelphia area, and it's methodfinancialplanning.com if you'd like to take a look at what Katie does. Katie, really nice of you to take time to talk with us. Best of luck with your practice, and if you play Powerball, well, what would you do with it first? Exactly how would you spend it?
I would probably buy a vacation home somewhere, probably in the mountains for my boys to go skiing and learn that. That's my next goal.
That sounds good. Katie Burke here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
That is interesting, but my plan that I would pick, JD, is the one that gets me the Lamborghini today.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you win enough and you have enough and it's not going to hurt you financially, you know, tax-wise, but I would lease it through a corporation, then you can write the whole darn thing off. And at the end of the lease, you always have a purchase option. You then could purchase it from your corporation for the fair market value and own the car.
I wonder if I could buy it from Jack Diamond Enterprises.
Old contract you may have. Not this one. But I do have a lovely Jeep if you'd like to buy that from me.